Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello! Woo! And welcome in to another episode of Farm to Fame. I am Kelsey Wingard. That is Peyton Moylan. And that is our captain, Maddie Mass.
Yeah, it is.
We hope you guys have enjoyed our series so far. We have broken down the top prospects at each position for you. If you missed any of those, go back and check it out. We literally broke down every single position, the top five prospects, our dark horses, fun storylines to pay attention to at that position. And today we're continuing our season talking about AL rookies. And today's episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. So if you use John Boy preseason, it'll get you 15% off of any order. So we have previously discussed rookie of the year races for AL and NL. So today we are doing...
Also, time out before we do anything. Kelsey, congratulations for winning last year. You got Julio and nobody got Michael Harris. So
thank you.
Nice job, Kels.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you. All right. I am the defending champ. And I will try to hold down my fort. So today we are drafting our personal favorites. Our personal favorites on who we think is going to win AL Rookie of the Year.
And I get to go first.
Yes, Maddie did a randomized selection, which has Peter going first, myself going second, and Maddie Mass going third for the wraparound, which may or may not have been intentional. Okay. So.
Okay, I'm going first. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm choosing Anthony Volpe.
Wow.
He's been the rave all spring training, and I think he's definitely going to break with the team. And I think if he doesn't, he'll be there shortly after, and I think he'll have a big year for them.
FanGraphs projects Anthony Volpe to play 84 games at the major league level, hitting .232 with a 103 WRC plus and a 1.8 WAR.
That's low.
Peter's taking the over on all of that.
Thank you.
Okay. I have... You're up, girls. The second overall pick, and I will take Gunnar Henderson.
Wow, that's odd.
I know. Who would have thunk? What a random, difficult pick.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the odds that we have for this show is from March 10th on DraftKings, and Gunnar Henderson is the favorite at plus 225. Anthony Volpe, for reference, plus 1,100.
Good bet. Not that I'm allowed to, but it would be a good bet.
Gunnar Henderson projecting 136 games, 20 homers, 254 average, 125 WRC plus, and a 3.8 WAR. Nice.
All right, Maddie, I'll see you too.
I really don't think that he's going to reach these numbers, but FanGraphs is projecting Masataka Yoshida to lead the MLB and batting average at .302. So I will be taking Masataka Yoshida.
Good pick.
125 games projected with a 138 WRC plus and a 3.5 WAR, 18 homers. Can't say that I'll be rooting for him throughout the whole season, but I guess now I have to somewhat.
It's a tough first round pick.
I mean, to be projected to be the average leader for the entire league, that's I can't pass up on. The second guy that I will be taking goes by the name of Grayson Rodriguez, because the Orioles have made it clear that they want him to be breaking camp with the big league team. 24 starts, 121 innings, pitching to a 3.89 ERA. That's way too high of what it will be. He'll clock in around a 3.16 ERA. Look for this clip to be posted in November when he does exactly that. A 1.6 WAR for Grayson. Back to Kelsey.
All right.
Okay, then I'm going to take Tristan Cassis. I don't feel great about it, but I'll take
Tristan Casas, I don't think that he could do worse than last season. Sorry,
yeah,
Red Sox.
I think that's what's hanging me up. But his projected numbers, I mean, he has a 1.9 projected WAR. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't feel great about it.
A 119 projected WRC plus, so that would play.
Okay.
Pete?
I am going to go with my second pick. I'm going to go with friend of Nikki Cass, Logan O'Hoppy. I think nice. If he can have a full season in a premium position, well, I think it's premium, but, you know, he's a catcher. So I think he's going to have a big year. He rakes.
241 projected average with a WRC plus of 106, 1.5 WAR, 75 games, which I guess makes sense for a catcher.
No.
You think it's higher? Okay.
It's got to be. I mean, if he's going to win, it's got to be higher.
Now, this is the thing I have a problem with. 10 home runs. This guy showed up to Angels Double A last season and just started smacking homers.
Right.
So he's already gotten the taste of the bigs. I think that 10 home runs is really low.
I do too. I think it's a good pick.
Hunter Brown.
I don't even.
Hunter.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hunter Brown. You're right.
Nice.
Hunter Brown plus 1,000 according to DraftKings. They project him to be a lot of a bullpen arm for the Astros, picking up 11 starts, but 51 total appearances, 107 innings, pitching to a 3.61 ERA and a 1.1 WAR. If all of that comes true and he's like locked down bullpen piece and right. get some starts, yeah, I think that's has good potential to be a rookie of the year candidate.
Yeah, I just feel like they don't get the respect like that.
Yeah, they will.
Who's the closer that I'm thinking of?
Emmanuel Clase.
Yeah, Emmanuel Clase. I mean, I know he was in talks for AL Rookie of the Year, but I don't know. I just feel like it's so hard as a reliever. Okay.
Well, before we do anything else, I mean, if you want to see Emmanuel Clase pitch in the MLB this season.
Yeah. We have a special announcement, you guys. To celebrate our beautiful sport being back, SeatGeek is giving all of you 15% off of your next purchase with code JOHNBOY preseason. Doesn't matter what kind of ticket you are buying. It doesn't matter if you have bought on SeatGeek before. That code JOHNBOY preseason is going to hook you up regardless. So it's important to note that this special offer is only available through March 31st, which is coming up, folks. So make sure you use it. That is promo code JOHNBOY preseason will get you 15% off of your next SeatGeek purchase. All righty, my turn.
Yep, last pick for you.
I am taking Oscar Colas, and I am doing that because I just looked at his numbers from last year. Last year, high A, double A, triple A. High A, in 59 games, he hit .311 with 42 RBI. Double A, he hit .306 with 14 home runs in 51 games. Triple A in only 7 games, but still 7 games, he had 2 home runs, 4 RBI, and hit .387.
Jeez.
But was he just signed?
He was signed in 2022 to a minor league contract.
What?
Out of Cuba.
But like, he's only played one minor league season. Was he signed in 2021?
No, signed January of 2022.
And he never went to rookie ball? He just went straight to?
Yep, straight to high A. And yeah, listed off all of the stats you just named. I mean, to be completely frank, that's who I was planning to draft as my last pick. And I assumed you guys weren't going to take him beforehand. He's projected 126 games with the White Sox, hitting 20 homers, 245 with a 97 WRC plus, 0.8 WAR. I think all of that's very low. The numbers that you listed are what jumps off the page. Super impressive. This spring training, he already has 3 home runs under the belt. So definitely somebody to look for, outfielder for the White Sox this season. Now, you forced me into just going back to default Maddie and picking a Yankee. I think I'll take Oswald Peraza with my last pick for the AL Rookie of the Year. I could see it being like a Miguel Andujar type season where you're like, whoa, that was actually a really good season with a lot of extra base hits. And then Miguel Andujar completely deserved to win Rookie of the Year in 2018 and somehow got robbed by Shohei Ohtani. But this time, Oswald Peraza will not be robbed. Projected 58 games, which is super low. It's going to be way higher. He's breaking opening day. 243 average, 96 WRC plus, 1.1 war. Projected for 7 homers. I think that he's going to be in way more than 58 MLB games. I think it's safe
also
to double
7
that.
Homers with that torch. Come on.
Yeah. I think it's a good pick. And even if he doesn't hit homers, give me like 30 doubles. Kidding me?
Okay. So to wrap it up one more time, Peter's 3 picks for AL Rookie of the Year in our snake draft. Anthony Volpe, Logan Ohapi, yes. Hunter Brown.
Yes. Yes.
My 3 picks, Gunnar Henderson, Tristan Cassis, Oscar Colas. Maddie's 3 picks, Masataka Yoshida, Grayson Rodriguez, and Oswald Peraza. So let us know who you guys think.
I'm going to get crushed to start the season, but you wait to the end.
And I just want to remind you guys that I won last year.
and you have Gunnar Henderson this year.
But let us know who you think is going to win. And we'll be coming back to you guys with our NL Rookie of the Year Snake Draft. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Farm on
and farm often.
We will see you in the next episode.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.